You will hear a student called Russ consulting his tutor about a presentation he is preparing on nanotechnology, the study of materials on an extremely small scale.
Come in, Russ.
Thank you.
Now, you wanted to consult me about your class presentation on nanotechnology. You're due to give it next week, aren't you?
That's right, and I'm really struggling. I chose the topic because I didn't know much about it and wanted to learn more. But now I've read so much about it, in a way there's too much to say. I could talk for much longer than the 20 minutes I've been allocated. Should I assume the other students don't know much and give them a kind of general introduction? Or should I try and make them share my fascination with a particular aspect?
You could do either, but you'll need to have it clear in your own mind.
Then I think I'll give an overview.
Okay. Now, one way of approaching this is to work through developments in chronological order.
Uh-huh.
On the other hand, you could talk about the numerous ways that nanotechnology is being applied.
You mean things like thin films on camera displays to make them water repellent and additives to make motorcycle helmets stronger and lighter?
Exactly. Or another way would be to focus on its impact in one particular area, say medicine or space exploration.
That would make it easier to focus. Perhaps I should do that.
I think that would be a good idea.
Right. How important is it to include slides in the presentation?
They aren't essential by any means. And there's a danger of tailoring what you say to fit whatever slides you can find. While it can be good to include slides, you could end up spending too long looking for suitable ones. You might find it better to leave them out.
I see.